proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish beliefs. In our previous lesson, we started to look at that interval known as the Days of Awe, a 10-day period that begins with the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and ends with the fast known as Yom Kippur. After Rosh Hashanah ends and before Yom Kippur begins, the next notable day within the 10 days of awe is a special Sabbath day known as Shabbat Shavua, which means Sabbath of Return. On that day, Jews focus on personal repentance. The days of awe continue until Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. According to Jewish tradition, God closes his books on that day, in which he decides who will be inscribed for life for that year and who will be inscribed for death for that year. We'll cover the subject in greater detail when we look at Yom Kippur. The Days of Awe incorporate three themes that appear throughout the Jewish New Year and Day of Atonement prayer services. These three themes are repentance, prayer, and charity, or good works. According to Jewish belief, any Jew who engages in these three practices during the Days of Awe can and will avert God's condemnation for that year. Moses Maimonides provided the most serious and comprehensive reasons underlying the observance of the Days of Awe. In his book entitled The Laws of Repentance, he quoted from the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah, quote, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near," unquote. Maimonides employed this verse as a basis for believing that God becomes especially receptive to Jewish prayers during the 10 days of awe. Since a righteous person constitutes the foundation of the world, according to Jewish belief, Jews have committed themselves to performing righteous deeds during those days of awe. Maimonides also noted that although the phrase the days of awe did not occur in the Talmud, various early sources amongst the Jewish writings did contain that expression. Since then, though, the term days of awe has become the most widely used expression for the interval between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Special prayers and forms characterize synagogue services during the days of awe. In almost every edition of the prayer books, the Hebrew words for repentance, prayer, and charity appear in a superscripted form over the terms designated fast, voice, and money. Some Jewish commentators believe that this format implies that true repentance includes fasting, prayers recited aloud, and giving to charity. Worshippers during the morning and afternoon synagogue services recite invocations beginning with the phrase Avinu Malkenu, which translates as Our Father, Our King. They do this on every day except on the Sabbath. On the evening preceding the Day of Atonement, Jewish people will also omit those prayers. Before the regular morning service, congregants read prayers in a form or order similar to those which are read on the night of the Day of Atonement. Separate prayer books exist containing these portions. Such readers are essential for those Jews who attend the early morning worship services. The Days of Awe play significant roles in Jewish life, roles that we will look at in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.